This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 8 minutes, well, it's actually 7 after the hour. It's time for us to have an opportunity with all of you to discuss the hot items this week from News Talk Radio. The circle is filled by Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, and me as we go through the top 10 stories this week, according to research at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio business. Every week, the staff surveys talk radio hosts and stations. The programming, well, really what we're delving into is topicality, if you will. So let me go through the top 10. I always get started here and then digress quickly into how we parse some of these words. But let's see if I can go through the entire list, and then we'll go back and pull it apart piece by piece if we can. Number 10 this week on the countdown list is a focus on that new movie, the Black Panther film. When I first heard about this, Joe, I thought it was about the Black Panthers. And then looked into it and found that it was about another Marvel comic book character. And actually, I'm not big on this. I saw one of these movies.
Yep.
I think it was the, what do they call it, Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, awesome.
I saw the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that it was an entertaining movie. Gwyneth Paltrow was in it, and it was okay. But I haven't seen, I don't like seeing all these superheroes and the crashes and the violence and everybody.
Can I say something?
Yeah, we have a volume control on your, well, the reason I haven't gone to you yet is because I can barely hear you. Having a little problem in the studio.
How about now? Can I say
now
something
now? Yes, okay.
You know what? Speaking of the Marvel Universe, I know that I thought the same thing you did, too, but my kid's totally into the Marvel Universe. You live in L.A. The guy who stars, check this out, it's an L.A. story, all right, who plays Luke Cage in the Netflix Marvel Universe TV show, lives across the street from me, and I found out through a friend of mine that that's who he is. We just know him as Mike, this guy. So I see him in the street last week. I come up to him, and I go, wow. I get out of my car, and I say, you are Luke Cage. I've never even seen the show. But I go up to him, and I go, wow, I heard you're Luke Cage. I go, my kid is just, like, totally into it. And he told me that Emily up the street, who's 18, would freak out. And he looks at me, and he goes, do me a favor. He said, don't tell anybody. I said, I can relate to that. I understand what that's about. It was great. That's my neighbor right across the street. A Marvel guy. So that's great.
You know what? Well, get out of acting. If you don't want anybody to know what you do.
It was pretty funny. Just do me a favor. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what your audience is, Richie. So, anyway, the Black Panther movie itself, I think maybe I'm more attracted to it because the star is somebody that I've liked in the movies he's been in before. He played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42. And he was very good in that. That was the first time I saw him. But he's done some other things.
So another superhero movie for him.
Well, this is the first. Well, I suppose Jackie Robinson might have been a superhero,
exactly.
Richie. That's the way of looking at it. Yeah.
But
this movie looks like it has a lot of the elements that will be good. It doesn't look crazy. Let's see. Who's the bad guy? Victoria, we were talking about this this week. Who's the bad guy?
If somebody expected Michael B. Jordan,
that's
who was
it, right,
in Creed. And he's been in other things, too. But, yes, I think he's the bad guy in it. I haven't seen it yet.
How does that guy play a bad guy? I don't see him as a bad guy.
No. Well, let's see how it comes across, Richie. Because I think this is going to be Rotten Tomatoes, for the first time in a long time, gives it 100%. They don't give 100% to any movie. I can't remember the last time Rotten Tomatoes gave. The highest I've seen is 83, 84%. So that means this thing has got some legs, probably. It'll do well. So that's what you can hope for. I think it's out next week, though. It's not out this weekend. Okay, so that's number 10. Entertainment, the aftermath of the Super Bowl and those fools in Philadelphia. I've never had much good to say. Maybe I should be quiet about Philadelphia because I don't care for the city or the people that I ran into. Many of them, not all of them, certainly. But
it's a rough city. The people there are very opinionated, and they're very happy to tell you what they think about everything.
Yeah. Including telling me when I was on the air there to go home because I didn't belong in Philadelphia.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That was my first experience.
My dad was born there, so it's a rough. But I had a lot of friends from there. He moved when he was six, and I thanked my grandparents for that.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many people I've traveled a lot this past week, and wherever I go and people find out I'm from Boston, oh, what did you think of the game? I said, game? What game? I always say that to people because I don't really give a damn about football and the Super Bowl and all that other stuff. Well, but what I did take exception to was all, this is the world that we live in. The world today is so influenced by social media. And the people who attacked Tom Brady, most of them were from Philadelphia, but it was the way that it was done, making fun of him and making, you know, that he was sitting down, looked like he was almost crying, and the way people responded. You know what?
Well, Giselle, his wife, got raked over the coals on social media, and even on
drinking
the
Drinking red wine?
No, for comments that she was overheard saying to her children when she was basically... I think she used the moment as a teachable moment, and the kids were starting to cry, and she said, you know, daddy's won before a few times, and sometimes other people have to win, and, you know, they took her words, and I guess she said, sometimes you have to let other people win, and Philadelphia Eagle fans went ballistic on her, saying, oh, you know, the Eagles earned it, they didn't let us win, and all this other stuff. And she actually issued a statement saying, I'm tired of people twisting my words, and she said, I was trying to teach my children that there is fairness and that balance.
So why was it on social media?
Like
what she was teaching her to?
Which one of her friends posted that after they overheard
Someone had a video, someone posted a video on Instagram of her telling her kids, sometimes you have to let other people win, and it just went horribly wrong for her. Yeah, but I think she handled it really well. Mm-hmm. I think she handled it really well. Donnie Wahlberg, who was actually with them at the same time, he came to their defense and said that she was having a wonderful mom moment where she was teaching her kids about fair play and good sportsmanship. And so he defended her.
You can't see anything anymore without
offending. No, you can't.
It's just so ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah, it really is. It's out of control. It's stupid. So if you want to get a handle on things... that are really the things that people say. Check out this daily podcast that our friend Crummy has called Evil Thoughts. Every day he will be hopefully helping you to twist that brain of yours around to believing what he believes. All right, give him a chance. Evil Thoughts.
Right?
14 after the hour. Talk Radio Review with Rich and Victoria. And Joe and Doug, here is my message for those of you who did not sleep well last night, last week, last month, last year. My question to you is, why? In the era that we live in, where there are good pillows, there are great pillows, there are superb pillows, and I would send you in the direction of MyPillow for a superb night's rest, MyPillow. I've been traveling a lot. A lot of people take their pillows with them when they travel. And so if you're a traveler or if you don't travel but you want a good night's rest, what the heck? For a limited time only, right now, at MyPillow.com, using the promo code DJV, you can get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half price. Right? Four pillows for the price of two. Right now, 50% off. Don't miss out on this offer and the others that are fabulous. Because once you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, you're entitled to all kinds of savings in all kinds of really super situations. Not only they have pillows, they got mattresses, they got a bed for your dog, they got all kinds of great stuff. But you won't know about it till you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV to get a better night's rest for you, your family, even your dog. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking NoroCoffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I take a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, a little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
17 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Doug at number 8, the Winter Olympics. Hard to turn on. This is really, you're talking about the Super Bowl. NBC billed $414 million for the Super Bowl. They have billed almost $1.5 billion for advertising in the Olympics. So in the course of a month, they're going to rake in $2 billion, which is the best payday they've had for a long, long time. They're sort of coming around with some better shows, but the focus on the Olympics. So who's excited about the Olympics? Victoria, are you excited?
I am. I love the Winter Olympics. Yeah, I love the figure skating, and I want to see women's hockey, and I like the ski jump stuff and the slalom alpine ski. I love all that. It's great.
Joe, have you got any favorites when it comes to the Winter Olympics?
Oh, it's got to be the curling. I just love that. And I want to see. I try to figure out what is the point of the guy with the broom running around trying to get in front of the thing that's going down the area toward the area. I don't know. What is this, like horseshoes on ice or something?
Yeah, think about that job. That's basically like it's somebody's slave. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Clean the ice in front of my puck.
It's not. I think it's about when you brush the ice, for some reason, I think it actually changes.
Whatever.
Something so
this
that
guy,
you can
that
steer
guy,
it.
He's the thrower's right. slave, and I think that there should be somebody that should
get out there and start
wall.
Cleaning that up.
That guy, what is he getting paid? He should get paid as much as the thrower
he's
guy.
A he's a professional. He's a professional. That's exactly right.
Hazard pay,
Richard.
Hazard
yeah.
pay. All right, so what do you like best? You like a lot of sports. You're pretty into a lot of these sports. Which one do you like the best?
I mean, I like the crazy stuff, the ski jumping, and I like the the freestyle ski jumping. That's those guys are nuts, man.
Yeah.
Hockey's always fun to watch in the Olympics. It's got this different level of excitement to it. And, of course, you know, you love to see the crashes and the speed skating.
All right, there's been
nothing
the
better than seeing a pile
make,
of people bash up against the wall.
Right,
like a pile up.
Right, yeah.
So the news media is trying to make a big thing out of the gay. Is he a skater? What's the gay guy do, Victoria?
Yes, he's a skater.
Skater.
Figure skater?
He's a gay guy.
Pence.
Is that like a shock to anybody?
No, not meeting with Pence? I don't see what the big deal is one way or another, frankly. There's those stories that come out of there. By the way,
what
the average
skater is he though? Makes
he's
a big
a figure
difference.
Skater.
He's okay. a good skater. That's why he's there.
Not like a hockey.
He's
player.
A figure skater. What do you think? He's a hockey player. How many gay hockey players are there?
Well, that's what I was just asking.
There are gay hockey players.
Of course, there
are. There? Are there?
Right.
Okay.
Sure, there are. There are also 40 condoms for
somebody
each
jokes.
Person who's participating in the Olympics. The count has. The count of how many the Olympic Committee bought condoms and put
for
them
everybody.
In the bags that were distributed to all the participants, and each one of them has, I think, 40 condoms.
40.
Yeah, so we got a new Olympic event.
All right.
We're just not televising this one.
Surprise and shock, the North Koreans are not going to meet with the South Koreans or the Americans during the event. Oh, my God. That's the biggest news. No. 21 after the hour.
The
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Talk Radio personality Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, who is the author of many great moments on the air on great radio stations around the country. Now, every day has a podcast called Evil Thoughts, and you can put your own mind at ease because it isn't really evil. It's really very evil. So check out his podcast, iTunes, or wherever you hear podcasts. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, long associated with lots of the stuff on the air that I've done. We're at number 7 as we aim to get to number 1. See, I told you I wasn't going to get all the way through. I started and we immediately began taking apart the first story. So that's okay. We'll do that. The military parade that has been requested or suggested by the Trumpsters. This has done something apparently to bump his ratings up. His approval ratings are higher now than they have been. And I wonder if it's things like this. You're a Trump supporter, Joe. What do you think?
You know, I haven't spent a lot of time on this. I think I saw Carl Bernstein, though, on CNN talking about this and making a Russia reference. He was really great. He was like, what are we, like Russia now with a military parade?
China?
You know, it was... Yeah, right. We're evil and bad because they're going to... You know, I haven't spent a lot of time on it, but apparently it's controversial. And I think you're right. That would make Trump look really great and would help pump up President Trump.
Victoria, you want to give us your 2 cents worth before I get Richie's, and then I'm going to throw into grenade into the conversation.
I have two things. I think it's ridiculous. And two, I was watching, I forget what network it was, but one of the four-star generals was commenting on it, saying that one of the things that military service people hate the most is parades. That they, if you actually talk to service members, they hate doing it. It's a lot of rehearsals, and it actually takes away from them doing their job. And they don't really like doing it. So he was coming from the perspective of he didn't care either way politically what it looked like. He just said if you actually talk to service members, they don't want to do it anyway.
Well, there you go. Richie, what do you think? See, Washington, you're in Washington. Can you see the streets around the White House and out by the memorials filled with all of this, these tanks? And
One of my other jobs here at the Radio America Network is our sister organization, the American Invention Center. And one of the events that the American Invention Center produces each year is a parade on Constitution Avenue on Memorial Day. It is the Memorial Day Veterans Parade.
And, which is different. Yeah.
And veterans love to be a part of it.
Right.
I would support any parade that that supports the veterans, but that's, I kind of like...
This is hardware.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't veterans.
Yeah.
A government
sponsored one. Well, Lockheed and Boeing and all those are the sponsors of our parade. So, and that's fine, but a government-sponsored one does feel a little
heavy-handed,
a little North Korea to me.
It's very communist to me. Whenever I think of that image,
so while
it's
I
just,
love
it's
the
pure
idea,
communism in lockstep. Like,
right.
I
love the idea of a parade for the military. I love the idea of supporting our troops. But I think it should be the people of the country.
Hey, listen, here's an idea.
I think
how about we support the troops by actually supporting the troops, especially the ones who have been in the service and have gotten out? How about we support them for a novel idea? Instead of all this bunkum using these people as backdrops for your political aspirations, one of the things that somebody took a shot at me this week because I said I thought that the whole business of the budget being passed and Trump at the State of the Union saying we got to have more money for the military, bourgeois, we don't need more money. But the interesting thing about the budget this week, it puts back into play the actual money that had been passed so that it can be spent. It's been held up for a while because the public outcry over waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the military.
This week there was $1 billion that they couldn't account for.
Yeah,
$800 million.
This is what I'm telling you. This is what's wrong with it.
There,
when Trump says we got to spend more money, no, sorry, we got to make sure that what we're spending, we need to have the strongest military. We need to have the troops taken care of. We need all that stuff, but we don't need to do it to the tune of wasting $200 billion a year. Sorry, no sale.
In today's automotive news, inside sources are telling us that Nissan is developing a new Z car. Previous reports had suggested that Nissan will be moving away from the Z car, but executives say a new one is coming. The sports car segment is shrinking, and companies like Nissan are all about sensible choices, but they're working hard to justify bringing in a new Z car to the market. The car has been an icon of the brand for close to 50 years, and it potentially may have an electric powertrain. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's F-U-N 66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
All right, now 34 after the hour. On the experience of a lifetime here, every week we have the experience of a lifetime, putting together information on the charts. This week of February 5th to the 9th, that's the focus of our talk radio review with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen from the DJV show, Joe Crummy from Evil Thoughts, the podcast that everybody wants to hear, at least once. And then Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. The thing that you don't know about Rich and Joe that they have in common is that they are guitarists. And they both bring guitars into the studio with them. And during the commercial breaks, they play their guitars. It's like dueling banjos.
Jam time.
Right, it's jam time. So, do we have any? Where's your guitar, Joe? Are you ready?
Right here, I'm good. What do you got, Rich? You got dueling?
Mine's over in my office.
If you are.
Oh, go ahead. I put it back.
It's going to do dueling. Yeah, there you go.
I can do it with you.
We're supposed to be talking about what's going on in News Talk Radio, and that's what we're doing. I decided I'd take a different turn here because I've tried to make amends for not ever getting through to all the stories. But
that's exactly what you want to do on a countdown. Let's go to number 14.
Yeah. All right, so let's try our luck on the people side of things, because we don't always get to the list of people during this hour. The list includes Tom Brady at number 10 and Bill Belichick. What about the guy It's your boyfriend there, Victoria, who got 137 mil. What's his name?
Jimmy Garoppolo. He was Tom Brady's backup for the last, I don't know, four
Why
years
or
so.
Why they trade him off? Was there a political thing? Did Brady not like him?
Because he filled in for Brady for four or five games. He did very well, and he went from being a no-name on the bench that nobody knew about to all of a sudden, hey, this guy's good. Let's
kind of the
trade
same thing
him.
Tom Brady did.
Let's trade him away to a team and get something out of him. So
yeah.
Became,
yeah, I forget. Who did they get in return, Rich?
He became no,
the 49ers.
I don't know.
Number is second-round draft
Probably
pick.
Draft picks, yeah.
Yeah. So now this guy goes to San Francisco, plays five games, wins them all, and he's ready to sign up, and they give him $137 million. What is it, 5 years?
Yep.
Five-year deal, $130. That's
they
the
made
most
him a franchise.
Money.
Yep. Right,
Kirk Cousins is about to blow that away, though. Kirk Cousins is going to, for a good quarterback, not an exceptional quarterback, Kirk Cousins is about to get the quarterback payday of the decade.
How do people, it's not about justification, it's about good agents. And people paying what they feel they have to. But then there is the social connection to this.
Let's watch this over the next 5 years. Because we did see this year the NFL's ratings take a little bit of a hit. And popularity take a little bit of a hit.
Well, that's because of kneeling.
You're right,
things. And
I wonder if we'll see this rising trend for paychecks for athletes kind of level off and then maybe get back down to reality.
So, can I get back down to the personality thing? What was the relationship between Brady and Garoppolo like?
In pretty
reality,
good.
Yeah, it's
good.
Fine. Well, I mean,
from everything that, yeah.
Brady had no problem with
it. 40 years old, right? So
yeah.
How much longer is he going to play and be able to win?
Well, he's guaranteed to come back now.
I think Brady said he wants to play, I think, until he's 45.
He said two more anyway.
Oh.
Two more
yeah.
Super Bowls.
So
is
that why
he's not going to walk out on a loss. There's no way.
Yeah.
Okay. Belichick, what's he doing? Is he staying or going? Because the rumor was he was going, and then Kraft said, no, this is a great family. We're staying together. But he kind of booted. I don't know anything about football. I know what I read in the newspapers and hear people talking about.
I don't know what the skinny is on Belichick. I mean, the guy seems to me like he's addicted to it and that he would stay forever, but who knows?
To the game. Or to the Patriots.
I think as long as Brady's there, Belichick's there. I think when Brady checks out, Belichick says, you know what? I've got a formula here that works, and I don't feel like reinventing the formula. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do they pay coaches like that? What does Belichick make a year in comparison to players?
I'd probably a couple million. Let me see.
Really?
Okay. He might be in like the $7 million range, right?
Really?
He'd be. Oh, well, he would certainly
he would
be on the upper end.
He's got $7.5 million.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. All right. Next on the list here.
Before you move on from
Excuse me. Yes.
Name me every job that you've ever worked at where the best employee makes more than the boss. Because, I mean, you know, we work in the sales business. Your top salesperson's going to make more than the sales manager usually.
Yeah.
In the car business, that was definitely the case.
Yeah.
And then you look at, you know, Tom Brady making 30-some million, and here's Belichick making seven.
Yeah.
And my boss.
Maybe they split it. What do you think?
I think there's a little kickback. I think there's a Rolex in his mailbox every year.
He doesn't need the money. Or his wife, this is a horrible thing to say, but I hear people saying this. Well, why does he need that much money? His wife makes all the money. Why don't you all get
whose
what you deserve no matter
money?
Who you're married to?
Giselle Bundchen, you mean?
Yeah, whose wife makes more
Brady's
than 7 million?
Yeah.
She makes
she doesn't make that anymore. She was the world's biggest supermodel, but she doesn't make that kind of money anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, still... You know, they're not. Nobody's going to have a benefit for either one of them.
Right.
Well, she's catching a different kind of pass now. But you know.
All right, let's move to Adam Schiff, who is the congressman from Los Angeles here where I am, a fellow that grew up in Framingham, Massachusetts, moved up in the world, went to college, settled in Southern California, and now has become a very controversial figure. Because of these, if for no other reason, the most recent anyway, these memos. So who believes what on these memos? The Democrats and their memo and the Republicans and their memo. And at the end of the day, who really gives a you-know-what?
Well, they're probably all right.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I would agree there's a little bit of truth everywhere.
Yeah.
They're probably all right.
I think there's definitely some hokey-pokey going on in the FBI.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to gut this and clean it out.
That's the swamp that needs to be drained.
I don't think the FBI is inherently... Well, you know what? Maybe it is. Think about back when my friend G. Gordon Liddy was working for the criminal back there. Shoot, what was his name? The guy who ran the FBI in the 40s and 50s.
J. Edgar Hoover.
I mean, the FBI was definitely, no, let me tell you something. Hey, I need you to spy on my friend. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, right. Oh,
yeah. Pay me. I'll do
and
it.
He had a willing co-conspirator to Nixon.
So maybe it is inherently a dirty organization. You like to think that it's not, but you know, J. Edgar Hoover kind of set the skates on that thing and pushed it.
NSA is dirty. CIA is dirty. They're all dirty.
Yeah, NSA.
You know, the temptation is, you know, the problem with it is the temptation is just so intense.
No. You've got the problem is that they have no supervision. They're like kids in a sandbox. There's $36 billion in budget money that these outfits get, and nobody has to be responsible for it. They don't have any budget. They don't have to answer to anybody. So,
well, they're supposed to, Congress is supposed to have oversight, but I think you're right. They stonewalled the House Intel Committee for at least 6 months, if not more, and I think it was only after they were threatened with contempt that they actually give up some of the information. So, yeah.
I think that, yeah, it's a lot of corruption there, frankly.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Robert Mueller, if that's how you want to pronounce his name, Mueller is number six on the list. What do we think about what's going on with him other than so far the taxpayer is paid in this witch hunt $140 million. So how do you like that, boys and girls? $140 mil spent
Are
by
you
this
kidding?
Guy.
I didn't think I thought it was much, much less than that. That was about $20 million.
I'd love to follow the money on what people make in these investigations that our tax dollars pay for. Yeah. I would love to just take dollar bills and just put a little, you know, like, or, you know, put my initials on it, RM, and just see where that dollar bill ends up, every single one of them. Because I'm pretty sure that at some point those dollar bills end up looping back to somebody.
Really? You think so, Rich?
Look at all these investigations. $140 million spent, and what have we got so far? We got two people who have been charged with something that has nothing to do with the original investigation's intent.
Nothing. And you have this great theory. I love you to repeat it every time somebody gets into trouble and they don't they can't really get them.
They can never charge anybody for what they originally go after. So the original intent of this investigation is to prove that President Trump directly colluded with the Russians to hack the DNC servers and win the election. The only thing we have somebody charged for now is a K Street lobbyist who was basically playing dirty with his books. It has nothing to do with the Russian investigation. Zero. They just happen to trip across the fact that this guy was cooking the books. And so they get him on that. So now they want to make him talk because they got him on cooking the books, and they still have nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
Keystone cops in suits.
Yeah. What's the latest with... I know Trump said he was going to be interviewed, and then his lawyers advised him against it. What's the latest on that?
Why would you talk? Why would anybody talk to them? Because now they can charge you with something that has nothing to do with the investigation that we're paying for.
Especially Trump, he'll stumble onto something.
Yeah,
he'll say something inadvertently.
He's too stupid. His ego would make him step right into a hole.
Well,
if he's guilty of something, then why wouldn't we want him to
say something? That's not something stupid.
Yeah.
Or he would be sitting there being interviewed going, he would tweet out being interviewed by these morons.
What did you start to say, Joe?
Well, I was going to say, if Mueller thinks, or anybody thinks, you're going to remove a sitting president for on an obstruction charge on a non-existent crime, I think you're crazy. Mueller better have something.
Here's the lowdown, though.
He's got to have something.
2018, the Dems hold all the cards. They are right now just taking, you know, when you take a card and you kind of flick it and watch it fly across the room? Mm-hmm. Every single week that they focus on this Russia investigation and there's nothing there, they flick one of those cards across the room and hold less and less of the cards. I mean, come on now, guys. They're not being smart at all.
No. Well, neither party's
people don't
smart.
Care about that. They care about what's in their pocketbook, what's on the dinner table, and what's my job and my 401k looking like.
Well, and those things are all looking pretty good, actually, like it or not.
There's a reason why you may not see a deal on DACA, too, because it might be more of a valuable tool for Democrats to run on that than to make a deal
now.
So watch for that over the next couple
weeks. They
want
to hold it in their back
pocket. Exactly. How many cards do they have? They don't have an awful lot.
Yeah.
They can hold the DACA card and they can run on
that. Republicans can point to Schumer and say, look what he did when it came to that. The Democrats don't like him because of the deals that he's been making. So they're The Republicans said, well, one of your leader in the Senate, he went along with all this stuff. What are you talking about? There's a vulnerability there, I think. 45 after the hour. A negative comment about you on the web can affect your personal or professional reputation. So, on guard. And I mean on guard in the most favorable, positive way. Because if you have embarrassing pictures that have been put online about you, or they are allegedly about you, sometimes legal documents would put you in a negative light. Let's face it, with social media being the way it is, look at all the time we spend talking about it. A lot of people's lives have been ruined. Careers have been ruined. Businesses have been ruined. And that doesn't seem to be fair, especially if it's not true. So, can you believe that in this age of electronic and social media that there is need for a company called Reputation Defender? Well, there is, and it's here. ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. If you want to get more information, go online to ReputationDefender.com. Use the code DJV right now, or you can call them and talk to one of their counselors. Get an overview free of your profile. You'll tell them where your social media is. They'll look at it and say, oh, wow, we can fix that. 855-432-4886. One of the two ways to protect your personal and professional reputation by getting right away to ReputationDefender.com. That's ReputationDefender.com/DJV or call them at 855-432-4886.
Insight Daily Radio. Millions of readers of Little House on the Prairie believe they know Laura Ingalls Wilder, the pioneer girl and the woman who wrote the famous autobiographical books. But the true saga of her life has never been fully told. Author Caroline Fraser masterfully fills in the gaps in Wilder's life, revealing her true life complex story in a new biography entitled Prairie Fires, The American Dreams of Laura Ingalls Wilder. We spoke with her about the book.
Well, Wilder famously wrote her first drafts on these dime store tablets. She also wrote a number of letters to her daughter, Rose Wilder Lane. Rose was a professional writer. She was much better known than her mother during the 30s and 40s. And it was really Rose's professional connections that enabled these books to get published. And so the two of them kind of argued about how to, you know, depict certain things in her life, how to dramatize things, fictionalize things. So those materials reveal a lot about Wilder's real life and her attitudes towards things, and even the things that she really didn't want to talk about, like her father's debts, the whole relationship between Laura and Rose that you can see through these letters is really kind of at the heart of Prairie Fires. Their battles over how to depict the poverty of the family.
That's author Caroline Fraser on her new biography, Prairie Fires, The American Dreams of Laura Ingalls Wilder, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
All right, so to get to the bottom line here, because we only got a few seconds left, Donald Trump is on the top of the heap on the people's side. The number one story has to do with the markets this week. I think anybody who takes a penny out of any of the markets has got to have their brain examined. Mm. The markets are very strong, and so you're going to have up and downs. You're really not very smart. First of all, to believe the Dow over Standard & Poor's, that's not really very smart either. I would put a cap on our conversation with those comments. Thanks, Victoria and Joe and Richie. My 10 pleasure. Before the hour now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
And a familiar role as well. As we get started with movie moments here, it's Chuck Curry's Time in the Sun, Time to Shine. And so with the music from Dirty Harry, obviously Chuck wants us to know something either about Clint Eastwood or he's going to come back as a retired Dirty Harry. What's the story, Chuck?
Actually, when I think of Dirty Harry, Doug, I think of you. Just wanted
you
to know that.
Thank you very much, Jack. That's
yeah, I did. Actually, Clint Eastwood has a new movie coming out today, which he directed, 1517 to Paris. But that was a clip from Magnum Force, the second entry in the Dirty Harry franchise. People, you know, a lot of people remember the original Dirty Harry, which came out in 71. But some people forget that there were actually not one, not two, not three, but four sequels to Dirty Harry. I think all had a lot of entertainment value. None as serious or as
dirty.
I guess the word serious. None maybe as serious as the original, but I really am a fan of the sequels. And that is my favorite scene in any Dirty Harry movie, when Eastwood's Dirty Harry makes believe he's an airline pilot to get on the plane to beat up the terrorist and save the day. Very entertaining stuff.
Yeah. Wasn't Hal Holbrook the bad guy in the first one? Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah, he played the police commissioner who was not on the side of Dirty Harry.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know who originally they offered the role of Dirty Harry to back in 1971?
Was it John Wayne?
I think he was the second choice, but the first choice was, you know?
No.
Frank Sinatra.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I had heard John Wayne.
He wound up turning it down.
Said he didn't want to do it, but yeah. So look,
but I mean, a lot of people also remember Clint Eastwood heavily for his spaghetti westerns, but in my time period, Clint Eastwood defining stuff in film was always, I think, the Dirty Harry franchise.
Yeah, I think.
But what a career in terms of a director.
Yep, right. This is a movie, 1517, is supposed to be quite good. I don't know. What's it got on Rotten Tomatoes? You must have seen that.
It's
already
actually getting some tepid reviews.
Is it?
It's on the lower end of the scale, but I'm going to go see it this weekend.
I will see it.
I think
absolutely.
Fans will most likely like.
Tell everybody what it is again and why it's so cool.
You want me to do it, Chuck? No, you do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go ahead. You do it, Doug.
This is the story. Remember last year when the train that the soldiers were on, they were on vacation, and they were going to Paris, and there was a terrorist on the train, and they stopped him. And so the real story is what the story here is, not really too much Hollywooded up, because they actually have the soldiers who were on the train playing themselves.
The American soldiers.
In the movie. Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So it really is
very cool.
I think it's
very
interesting
cool
to see this. Yeah, it'd be cool. All right, so that's one of the movies coming out. Chuck, I'll have some more movie news and what is also coming out this weekend. Stand by for that after this.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app. You can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts, and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, 57 after the hour. So we're talking off the air about this movie, 1517 to Paris. And one of the things that seemed good about it, but may not be so good, is that the soldiers themselves play themselves in the movie. But remember, they're not actors. So does that do a disservice to the movie? Would it be more action-oriented or seem a little bit more exciting if there were real actors playing the roles? That, I mean, Eastwood had to have made a decision based on his gut more than anything else, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the film, so I can't speak, you know, of how I'll feel about it, but some of the criticism that I read is that the acting is amateurish, which based in, I realize.
Well, they are amateurs.
But here's the thing. Eastwood insisted that they not study acting and didn't even really want them to read the screenplay before the movie started to film. He just wanted to handle it naturally. But if Eastwood's style in general has always been to be way hands-off with actors and let scenes play out naturally, he's not big into a lot of actor prep, so on and so forth. So we'll see how fans.
And he's also known for doing it, the average scene, whether people know it or not, sometimes 14, 15 takes, sometimes as many as 30. Clint Eastwood does it in two.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's all right, what else today, Trevor?
Opening this weekend, two other movies nationwide, 50 Shades Free, the third entry in the 50 Shades franchise, which is expected to open number one, and an animated movie, Peter Rabbit, with late-night talk show James Corbin is the voice of that animated character.
All right, so that's coming up this weekend. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments, 59 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.